Welcome to episode 81 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast covering all things geeky. I'm your host, William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Call me Shepard.
And Harold.
Wow, you can call me Zombie Killer.
Alrighty. Alrighty. We almost didn't have Harold this week. We were told we weren't going to have you this week, but you...
That was a close one. Let me tell you about it. I would have been so disappointed. I'm sure you can hear the sarcasm in my voice.
No, the only person who would have honestly been disappointed would have been Fadios.
Oh, come on, dude. I would have been disappointed. I was excited to talk Walking Dead with you since you weren't on the Zombie Cast this week.
Yeah, I had a few, actually Monday during the show, as I was saying, I had a small family thing that was going on, and I had to go take care of some stuff. So, I thought I was going to possibly
Family comes
miss,
first.
Yeah, I thought I was going to miss today's show, but I was able to speed back in time and get here. Just in time, actually.
Family comes first, and then the Geeks for the Win comes second.
That's
and
right.
And then everything else. Anyways, I will definitely be talking about that, but I guess what have you been up to, Stuart? Let's get your stuff out of the way, since some of Harold and mine kind of coexist.
I've been playing a game. It's a little game, but you know, it's affecting the masses threefold.
Continue.
Get it.
Masses. Yeah, would it be this game that last night I noticed everybody and their brothers playing?
And half the people were pissed off because their saves weren't carrying over?
Then they should have gotten the update.
Does the update fix the problem if your save wasn't on the original Xbox?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But what didn't transfer was the way my character looked. But I just recreated the way my character looked. So... Because I don't go with the default Shepard. I went with my own.
My own
Shepard.
I think anybody does, but
some people do.
Most people, yeah. I think they have their own Shepherds. But
yeah.
Anyways, I know Harold. Harold's not really interested in this, and neither am I. So
neither are you. So I'm just going to talk to myself about this.
Well, no, actually. I'm very interested in it because I would like to know more about the game because I haven't played two. I've only played one. I still have Mass Effect 2 in the shrink wrap.
Great game. Amazing game. And so is 3 so far. It's a great game in the same way that Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 1 was. It is more Mass Effect. But that's a good thing. It's a lot more, the story bits. I don't think I'm as in control of what Shepard says as I used to be, because like before everything Shepard says, I had a dialogue wheel to pick. In this one, it seems like I maybe 2/3 of the time, I'm enjoying the combat, even though that's not really why I'm playing. You know, it's a decent shooter. Trying not to talk about story. I was confused at one point though, because in my Mass Effect 2 save, I saved everybody except the crew, and that include Dr. Chakwas. But yet she's in my Mass Effect 3 game. and I don't know why. Because I swore she died. And I'm wondering, in those players that actually managed to kill everybody in Mass Effect 2, what happened? How does everybody come back? Especially the one where Shepard died. I want to know how that one is explained.
I don't know, but did you possibly play through another time for a different ending, or?
No, but I found out that's what I did for Mass Effect 1.
Ah, okay.
Because I played through twice Mass Effect 1. I got somewhat the similar endings, but the only thing that was really different was my relationship. I went with somebody else with the relationship. And I thought I brought over the first one to Mass Effect 2. But I couldn't really tell because the characters that were in Mass Effect 1 were not in Mass Effect 2, but they are in 3. So okay. The person that I had a relationship with the second time in my Mass Effect 3 game was saying, "Hey, are we still a thing?" I'm like, "Oh, you're not the one I wanted to have a thing with." Oh. So, do you guys got any questions?
Well, I mean, how far in the game have you gotten, if you don't mind me asking, in 3?
Where the second half of the demo starts, that's where I'm at. So that's maybe about 5 hours, maybe a little more.
Damn. So, okay. I guess what I've heard a lot of people say that this was going to be the battle for Earth. Is this the battle for Earth?
It starts out that way. It starts out, hey, Earth is being invaded.
Okay.
And then Shepard goes and leaves and goes, okay, I'm gonna go and get help. And
he basically goes to get Garrus and all those guys again if you didn't kill them?
Yes, yes.
And you got to do missions again for Garrus and all them again for them to get back on your team again like you did in Mass Effect 2, from what I heard?
Kind of. I mean, in Mass Effect 2, there were loyalty missions where if, you know, they were on your team, but in order them to make them like you more, you had to do their missions. It's not like that in 3. It's more of like, hey, I'm going to do this mission. Oh, Garrus, you're here too. That's a coincidence. Hey, you should join us. Okay.
Now, I remember in the end of 1, your ship got destroyed.
Yes.
And from what I heard in number 2, you get a ship from some company.
Yes.
They make a ship.
They make the Normandy 2.
Yeah. Do you get the same ship again? Or
you get the Normandy 2 again. Yes.
Okay.
There's a couple new areas that were not really in the second game, but that's okay.
Question, I guess.
Yes.
Is the blue chick still around from the first game?
Yes, that's who I had the relationship with that I didn't want to have that relationship with.
Awesome. The blue chick is awesome.
Yeah, not that I'm really complaining. It's just I wanted the relationship with Ashley. That's the one I wanted to bring in.
Now, see, I let her die. She's the girl, right? The girl you start out with. In my Mass Effect 1, I let her die.
See, very few people did. Killed Caden.
I didn't want Caden to die.
Caden was an asshole. He was a jerk.
He was a good soldier.
So was Ashley.
Yeah, but I like Caden better because you had the blue chick.
Alrighty.
So, okay, question then.
Okay.
Next question. Did you already buy the DLC that I see they had on sale?
No, I haven't.
Now, does that piss you off? Because it actually makes me mad that they have a game and the same day the game launches, they've got DLC out for it already.
Well, that just means more Mass Effect.
And so. The only thing I was having a chat with, I was having a chat on Xbox Live with some people about this. It takes a few months for a game to... I mean, they finished the core game like months ago, and it was going through testing to make sure things were, you know, fine and it to be ready to be, you know, put on to burn on discs and all that stuff. So they've had, you know, the game's been completed for a couple months, so they've had time to work on the DLC. Now, if the file is a few, you know, a couple hundred kilobytes and the content is actually on the disc, then I could see getting upset. But if it's like, you know, if it's like 1.2 something gigs or 500 megabytes or
1.21 gigawatts,
significant, you know, size, then that's just extra stuff. I mean, but if it's on the actual disk and it's just you get a little small file to unlock it, then I could definitely see that pissing people off. But
yeah, here's my thoughts on day one DLC. You know, the game is done months before it's released, and then it's got to go to the printing companies.
That's what
they've got to press the discs, and then yeah, what you just said. But that's the thing. A lot of people go, "Oh, the game wasn't finished yet." The games nowadays are never finished.
Yeah,
they're never finished.
Now that we're able to add DLC and add patches to fix things, it's like they just have to cut it off at a point, and then they're like, "Oh, well, I guess we can have this team work on DLC while we're waiting for it to get, you know, go through that period of testing and putting on discs, yeah. And then this can go through patches. This group can work on patches."
Exactly.
It's basically exactly. Like I said, it's the stuff that's on, it's the like files, the downloads that are like 600 kilobytes that unlocks the stuff on the discs. That
actually they're more like 103.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like something small like that unlocks the stuff that's on the disc. That's a bunch of bullshit because you got the stuff and you're paying. But I don't think that's what this is, right?
I have no idea.
Extra stuff. Well,
I have no idea.
Look right now, then. Xbox.com.
And my next question for you. Have you played any online yet?
No, and I'm not sure I'm going to.
But wasn't that supposed to be the big thing for this one, is that you could play online?
Yeah, that's not what I think Mass Effect for. I don't think Mass Effect is online. And I didn't find out until today what the online actually was. It's a horde.
Okay.
And it actually, there are certain missions in Mass Effect 3 where they're called in 7 missions, where you go and you have to do this little thing, and you just fight waves and waves of enemies. Like it's a small type area, and you kill everybody in that area. Then you do something, and then more enemies just kind of happen to spawn.
Okay.
Now this is in single player. And then now you have to continue to fight just waves of enemies until the shuttle comes back to pick you up. And apparently that's what the multiplayer missions are, is that. But I've only done one of those missions, and at the end it says, we'll keep sending forces back in to keep the area clear. So I guess that's what you're doing in the multiplayer. You're one of the forces that's keeping the area clear.
Okay, so that kind of sounds like it can be kind of boring after a while, no?
Yeah.
I do.
Especially with, you know, Mass Effect 3 is not a top-of-the-line shooter.
Yeah, I do got one question. I think we should move it along and not drag on this. You can report back next week. I mean, definitely. But have you tried the Kinect stuff?
Yes, that is one thing. I have been using the Kinect because I cannot find a button on the controller that gets grenades. I've looked at the display of what the buttons all do. None of them say grenades. Yet if you say grenade, an explosion appears where you're looking. Shepard doesn't throw a grenade. You don't see any of your teammates throw a grenade. An explosion appears at your reticle.
You think that's a glitch?
Maybe. I don't know, but I think it's kind of funny. Just like I'm shooting at somebody and just yell, "Grenade!" And then an explosion happens.
Alrighty.
But yeah, like some stuff, I have used it for dialogue options, but I quickly stopped that. I use it to order around teammates once. That kind of worked, except when I tried to move them to certain spots. They just said, "Okay, moving," and just stood still.
So basically you're saying it's not better with Kinect.
When you actually issue like commands like Liara, use warp. She uses warp. Or, you know, James, use flurry grenades. He uses flurry grenades. So that totally does work. Having your your companions use their abilities, that totally works. And it's somewhat useful.
How about to order a pizza?
That doesn't work.
Damn it.
That would be awesome. But that doesn't work.
Well, there's an app for that on our phones, so. Alrighty. Well, I guess you can, when you've had some time to mess around with it more, you can let us know more next week about it.
Absolutely. But that's really all I can really think on and talk about.
What about the Justice League?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've got Justice League Doom.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it. I mean, I discussed it last week.
That was good. I bought it on Blu-ray. My problem with knowing the faces of the voice actors who do the characters throws me. Because every time Green Lantern talked, I kept picturing Nathan Fillion in a sound booth recording those lines.
Well, did you ever watch the Green Lantern Emerald Knights?
I own that one too. I did the same thing on that one too.
Yeah.
Every time he spoke, I kept picturing him in a sound booth.
I never got
same
that.
Same with Tim Daly and Michael Rosenbaum.
Well,
I kept picturing them in sound booths.
Tim Daly has been playing Superman ever since the original like 90s cartoon series. So
I know that. And same with Michael Rosenbaum. He's been playing the Flash for years.
Yeah. This will be for after, but I was really impressed with the cast, because we've had some of these movies where they haven't had, like, they've had someone else play Batman, and they've had like the dude who Mark Harmon, the guy who plays Gibbs, plays Superman, and all kinds of other.
That was Crisis on Two Earths, and I don't think he did a bad job.
No, I don't think he did a bad job either.
But like in that case, I kept picturing him. In the sound booth.
Yeah. I prefer the cast they had with this. I think that's the good stuff. But glad to hear you enjoyed it. Did you ever see the video of the Nathan Fillion and Tim Daly and
Michael Rosenbaum? Yes, I did.
That was cool.
That was really funny.
That was awesome. That was definitely awesome. And maybe I'll find that and put that in the show note link, because
I think it's called Tim Daly's Daily Show,
something like that.
It was episode 8. I know that.
Yeah, I saw it last week, and I was just like, "This is awesome!" And I meant to tweet it to you, but I don't think I ever did.
I found it anyway.
Yeah, I figured you probably would. But real quick, the Mass Effect 3 stuff, the DLC. Well, the only DLC is actually 628. Megabytes, so it's not an unlock file. It's actually, you know, stuff
that's good, kind of good to hear.
Yeah, so it's stuff that they've actually worked on, and it's extra stuff.
That is good.
Anyways, did you ever see Ghost Rider?
No, and here's the reason why. I was gonna go Monday, because that was like my first free day that I could go see it, and it turned out the only showing for Monday and Tuesday was at 4:30, and that's when I got off work.
Oh, that sucks.
And the theater is on the other side of town. It takes about 30 minutes to get on the other side of town. Damn. So
I was expecting.
I will see it this Saturday.
Okay. I'm glad you're still gonna go see it, because I'm really curious to hear what you have to think of it in the 3D.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Still playing on. I'm excited about that. So anything else?
No. Nothing I could think of.
Alrighty. Harold, what have you been up to?
Well, besides some family stuff, I actually took my $5 that I put down, actually all the money that I put down on my Mass Effect game, because they were giving away, I think it was if you traded in a few games, they were given like 30% or 40%. They were given, I think it was 30. And so I went ahead and went to my GameStop and last week, traded some games in, took the 30%, put it towards Mass Effect 3.
Oh, you did my suggestion.
Yeah. Then I went back and said, okay, you know what? Would you just go ahead and put all that money on NCAA 13, because that's a game I'm going to play? I know. I'm happy. And then, while I was in there, huh?
Oh, it's not like, you know, you're cheating them. They still got your money. They still got your pre-order money, and they're still gaining interest off of it. So they're still making money off of you.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to get a game I'm going to play.
Yeah.
A whole lot. But while I was in there, of course, I mean, everybody forgot that, you know, besides the fact that on Tuesday that Street Fighter game came out, Street Fighter versus whatever.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yeah.
It's actually a huge thing.
You know, that little game came out with another little game called Mass Effect 3 came out. But this really big game that everybody forgot about came out. MLB The Show and MLB 2K12. Now, when I went in there, they were selling 2K12 for $60, right?
Yeah.
But what was funny is that when I went into the GameStop, the guy goes, oh, you can get a 2K Sports combo pack for $70. So I'm like, okay, what's the combo pack? And the combo pack has 2K12 baseball and 2K12 NBA. And I'm like, well, how much is NBA going for? And he goes, $49.99. And 2K Baseball is $59.99. And I'm like, so if I buy them separately, it's $100, you know, over $100. I buy them together, it's $10 more. Well, it made sense. And I bought both those games.
Yeah. Any comments? That's a good deal. I mean, I honestly don't give a rat's ass about baseball. No offense. It's just.
Or basketball.
But this is what I would like to do. And we'll put it in the forums, I guess. But anybody who's interested in maybe doing a dynasty in either one of these, MLB or NBA, you know, we'll put it in the dynasty for, and it's got to be on 360 because I don't have it on PS3. But if you're interested, you know, why don't we go in the forums and we'll put down which one you're interested in. Or even if you're interested in doing a Madden League or a NCAA 12 League, we can do that for this year.
Awesome. And if I manage to be able to afford the NBA game, I'll definitely join because I'm a big basketball fan.
But yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll do a Geeks FTW baseball / football / college football / basketball if anybody's interested.
Awesome. So definitely check that out on the forums along with a bunch of other stuff. Some good conversations going on in the forums.
And the other big thing I've done this week was I took back all my pinball tables from Frank Branches over from RP Grinders. I took back all the pinball. I'm ahead of him again, which I like. And what else? I watched a TV show that we're going to talk about in a little bit. And that's really it. Because my son's been down, so I've been busy with him.
Alrighty. Well, we'll just jump into it. Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
And I guess spoilers, because we're going to be jumping into spoilers. Definitely. Stuart, you want to play?
Do you want to hit the... Sorry.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Spoilers.
Maybe that'll learn you to keep your big mouth shut.
Alrighty, so if you get spoiled, it's your own fault. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? This was like probably one of the best episodes they've done. I mean, and it only had like one zombie.
Dude, this episode was a fantastic episode to show you life in an apocalyptic scenario. Would you agree or disagree?
I would definitely agree, and it was a definite. It was a great episode because when it started, when it ended, when it came close to ending or it ended, you're looking at the time and you're like, really? Like I looked at I just happened to look at the time and it's like 5 minutes, you know, till left of the episode. And I'm thinking, it's almost been an hour that quickly. Wow.
And it just sets it up for this week to be so awesome. I mean, well, if you want to go scene by scene real quick or no?
Real quick, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, scene by scene. If you go with the first scene, you've got Daryl. He's beating up on the guy. That scene didn't really give me that much. How about you?
I kind of liked it because it kind of made sense. You know, Daryl would be the one to be able to, like I said on the zombie cast, we have ways of making you speak type of thing. I mean, I couldn't see any other character doing that. I mean,
okay, granted, Daryl is the one, but I mean, it didn't really give you, to me, it didn't give me much meat and potatoes for this episode. The meat and potatoes for my episode actually started the moment Dale is walking with Rick, and he's like,
"Well, you're skipping a big point in the we have ways of making you speak thing." The Randall letting us know about, you know, the other group, there's about 30 of them, and they have automatic weapons, you know, a lot of heavy artillery, basically, and they're pretty much dangerous. I mean, the whole rape, the whole coming across the guy with his two daughters and them basically raping the women, the two daughters. That whole scene was creepy. The way he was talking about it, and then he's all like, "Yeah, well, I didn't do it though. I didn't." And you're thinking, "Why'd you mention it then? I mean,
Then the question is though: was he really telling the truth at that point, or was he just trying to make something up that they had that numbers? Because he kind of knew the numbers that he wanted, and if you looked, it was like putting their numbers 3-1. And if you count it for just guys, because if he mentioned that it was like all dudes, he mentioned to Daryl it was all guys. But you see his story changed when he spoke to Carl.
Exactly. I mean, and the whole Randall thing it definitely wasn't the meat of the show, but I would say maybe it was the potatoes, because it definitely put that thought in your head of, what, you know, this other group could be really dangerous and it could pose problems, and maybe Randall is, because at first I thought, you know, Randall, he went to school with Maggie, he was a local, you know, he's not, if anything, he'd probably side with Rick's group since, you know, they've gotten Maggie and Herschel and all that, the people he grew, you know, Randall, I guess, grew up around and went to school with and stuff like that, versus these people who came from, you know, Pennsylvania and all this. And but now you're starting to, now it's gotten me thinking that maybe he's dangerous. Maybe, you know, maybe he is somebody that we shouldn't, you know. So it's gotten you thinking maybe, you know, putting him down like Rick wants to, maybe that isn't such a bad idea. And I think it leads up perfectly to Dale and his whole journey, his whole mission, this episode.
It definitely led really good into Dale, because the fact, once again, as I said before on ZombieCast, Dale is the voice of everything pre-apocalyptic. He still has all that going, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, he's the wise old man. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the wise person who looks at everything as though it was still normal. And basically, like he said, and I that one scene where him and Rick are walking, he's like, "Rick, so you've basically decided this guy's faith in 5 minutes. You didn't even give anybody a chance to vote on it because they're too afraid of you. I mean, what is this? Are we living in like a Lord of the Flies kind of scenario here? Are we living in tyranny where you're the judge, jury, and the execution?" You know, and it made a lot of sense. That whole line right there that he gave was actually really awesome, because it's like, you know, we don't stand for this. This is not what we do. This is not what we or what we were.
Oh, definitely. And then in his conversation with Shane actually was really good too, I think.
I enjoyed the conversation with Shane, because he knew that there was no way Shane was going to change his mind. But he wanted Shane just to give him the courtesy, respect to listen. And you know what? I was actually shocked Shane did it. But Sean, Freeman Daddy, made a good point. Did you see Shane's car?
What do you mean about his car?
Sean made a good point that in Shane's car, he had all the ammo.
Yeah.
Because if you remember a scene earlier, Andrea was looking for ammo.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's all the ammo you have. And yet you go into Shane's car. And I didn't even notice it until actually I listened to Sean talk about it. And he's like, yeah, he had all the ammo.
And Shane and Andrea were talking about why not being able to take over the camp and basically take all the guns and stuff. And, you know, well, if you can't take the guns from the people, take the ammo. So, you know, ammo's the important thing. You know, the guns are useless. I mean, maybe you can beat a zombie to death, you know, in the head if you hit them enough. But without ammo, yeah. But I love the whole Shane and Dale when he's basically saying, you know, killing Randall's not going to really affect the other group. I mean, they're still
no,
but it will affect us.
Yeah, because it's going to show them that they have no more humanity. That, you know, they're now just as bad as everything else out there.
Definitely. So this has definitely been an intense episode.
And then what do you think about creepy Carl?
But Carl, I don't know about Carl. I'm not liking Carl. I mean, the whole creepiness, and then he goes, he's all creepy, and then he goes from, don't tell my mom, don't tell my parents, please don't tell my parents. You're not going to tell my parents, are you, Shane? All that, I mean, it's like, really? You're going to go from being like creepy Carl to, you know, all to, don't tell my parents, please.
Well, now the only thing that nobody on ZombieCast happened to mention, and I'm going to say for Carl, not sticking up for him, but the kid does have some mental issues. And the reason I'm saying that is you got to think he's gone from living an everyday normal life to his dad being dead, to his dad coming back from the dead, to watching people around him die, to being shot. And now he's like watching everybody else. Yeah. And watching Sophia be shot. And I mean, like, his dad has portrayed the part of kind of a badass dude, because if you ever notice, anybody who he's seen get shot was by his dad. So that might be. And you got to figure, when his dad died, the person who took care of him during this whole scary time was Shane. So he does look up a lot to Shane. Because if you noticed in the Carol scene, he acted just like Shane would have acted.
Definitely, definitely. And I guess, you know, we're into spoilers already, and I guess spoiler alert, I still think Carl's going to shoot Shane this season. I'm pretty sure of it, cuz the I'm jumping a little ahead, but if you see the next week special, or you know, special look, it shows Carl getting a gun from Rick.
Yeah, but Carl just lost a gun.
Yeah, but it's showing. But no one knows about that gun. But Carl.
What is Daryl going to do when his gun is gone?
Well, I don't think that. I think that gun was. I think that gun really was Merle's, and not really, because that motorcycle was Merle's. It wasn't. And we really haven't seen Daryl use a gun a lot. We've seen him mostly use his crossbow.
True.
We only saw him use the gun when he, well, we'll get to that later on, but at the end of the episode. But
now also, the other thing is that, I mean, okay, Carl acted just like one of those psychopathic kids would that would be a murderer. What do you think? I mean, well, he was actually playing with that zombie.
You said it. He's acting like Shane. And what would Shane do in a situation against someone like himself? He would put him down.
Yeah.
So I think I really think that we're going to see Shane die this season two.
I can't wait. I bet on it, but, you know.
I've got an email sending to the Zombie Cast that I have it saved as a draft. It's almost finished to be sent, but I have that. I'm like, you know, I'm going on record saying Shane's going to be dead this season.
I'm hoping because I wanted him dead before now, so I had the under.
Yeah, I was with you there. I would have thought it would have been really good it would have been different, because everyone's been expecting it to lead up to him being dead towards the end of the season. I think it would have been surprising if they did it before, you know, before the season finale or whatnot. But,
well, I thought it would have been actually kind of a good thing if they would have did it before the season finale, because that way
it would have been different. People would have been surprised. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they could have done that little thing in, like they did in the comic books, where the zombies come back from not being bitten.
Definitely, but I still stand by. I know y'all are saying y'all think something about seeing him in season 3 trailers or whatnot, but I think he's gonna bite the bullet in season 2.
I wish he would, but I mean, I saw a trailer that had season 3, and he was in the season 3 trailer.
But who's to say that's not like a flashback or something? I still think I'm just putting it out there. This season,
trust me, I am the biggest Shane hater. I am nowhere near Team Shane like everybody else on the podcast.
I'm definitely with you.
You know, and I mean, unfortunately, I would like to see Lori die too. So, I mean, and at this rate, I'm getting to where I would rather see Carl go.
Oh, I heard I was at a podcast, so I was searching for other ones just to listen to another Walking Dead, and they were talking about what if Lori had like a miscarriage and that baby came back as a zombie and then tears its way through her stomach and, you know, escapes and kills her. And I'm just thinking that would be the coolest, creepiest, awesome thing. That
would
be
freaking awesome.
That would.
Well, what if it's already a zombie because it's inside the womb and it becomes a zombie right from the beginning? I mean, none of the zombie apocalypse books anyways have ever touched the fact about babies that I know of being born during a zombie apocalypse.
It was in Dawn of the Dead remake.
The mother was infected, though. That's the thing. The mother was infected.
She wasn't. Was she fully turned?
Well, she ended up being turned. Yeah, she was infected.
Okay.
And then she ended up being turned because
that's right. Yeah. Todd
Pfeiffer's character, when had her tied up and no one had seen
that's
her.
That's right.
And, yeah, I saw that movie like recently, and I'm thinking, wow, Todd Pfeiffer looks freaking young. He looks totally different than he did in Torchwood. But yeah, so I don't know. That's some crazy stuff. But I guess getting back on the episode, I just wanted to put it out there that, you know, everyone's saying he's going to be in season 3. I'm saying season 2. So if that happens, I'll be saying, I told you so. I told you so. And if it doesn't happen, then I'll admit I was wrong.
Well, you'll be right there with me, hopefully, where we both say I told you so, because I don't like Shane.
Definitely. But yeah.
As I said, I want to see Carl and Lori. I want to see them all go.
I want to see Andrea go.
See, I would rather... Technically, I would rather see Rick and Andrea be together. At this point...
Oh, God. I like
Andrea better than I like Lori. At 100%. I can't stand Lori.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But I guess we can get on to the big part of the episode. Is there anything
Before you get there, we'll just work it up here. How's this? You have the little you have Carl playing with the zombie, and he actually gets the zombie loose.
Yeah,
the mud zombie. And what the best thing was is he runs like a little bitch from there,
and he leaves the
because
gun.
You know. He leaves a gun. He runs like a bitch. Then what's awesome is that when he gets in the house, instead of saying that he ran it, but he never really had a chance. So I guess we can take it that he never really had the chance because they were getting ready
for
the
get in trouble. I mean, it's like I said, he may be messed up, but he's still a kid. Because with Shane, he was saying, please don't tell my parents. Please don't tell my parents. I mean, you got to remember he's only 8. He's still a kid.
Yeah.
He's still afraid of
getting... No, he's 12, isn't he?
No, he's 8, isn't he?
I thought he was 12.
I think in the comics he's 8, isn't he?
The comics he's young, but I think in the TV show he was a little bit older.
I don't think he's 12. If so, he's not acting like a 12-year-old. He's acting like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, he acts like a little kid, so...
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, he goes and he's basically told to go to the kids' table as soon as he gets home. You know, he's not allowed to be in this meeting, which was the faith of their prisoner. And, I mean, I'm wondering, real quick, do you think that, because Herschel said that Glenn was on his side, do you think the scene where Herschel, I mean, Dale said that Glenn was on his side. Do you think the scene with Herschel giving him the watch, basically welcoming him to his family, changed Glenn's mind? Because now Glenn has got basically a family, something to live for, which he admitted he'd never had that before. That's why he would do all those dangerous things.
I think it's a zombie apocalypse, and he's got some poontang, and he don't want to lose that. So yeah, I think that above,
he's got a family.
I think he would have, even without that watch scene, I think he wouldn't have, you know, just because of Maggie, because you know there's some slim pickings in that group. I mean,
you know, Carol single.
Yeah, but there's a Carol and Daryl type thing going on.
That's still kind of creepy.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, there's still
the MILF,
something kind of going on there. But yeah.
Anyways, but then you get up to the next major scene before we get to that last scene. And that's where they were going to go execute the kid. And Shane and Carl walks in and says, yeah, kill him, Dad.
But we also have to go back to when Carol and Carl were that whole thing where he's like, you're stupid for believing heaven, and his dad saying, you think, don't speak, think before, you know, and all this and that.
Which, as I said, at that scene, when he did that, he was acting just like Shane, because that's what Shane would have done.
Yeah, that leaves me thinking whether or not Carl knew if he said, do it, Dad, do it. Whether or not he thought if he said that would prevent his dad from shooting him, or if he was just stupid and said do it. I don't know if Carl's that smart to think of that, or if he just really wanted him to do it. Either way,
see, that I never even thought of. I don't know if he's that smart.
Yeah,
that's the problem with Carl.
I mean, if he really did want to see it, he should have just shut up and just not have said anything and just watched it.
Yeah, but I think Rick did the right thing by not showing his son any more murders.
Oh, definitely.
Showing him that, you know.
I'm not disagreeing. I mean, that was definitely the right thing. I'm just saying, it's either way, Carl, you know, Carl could be smart about it. There's the possibility he could have been smart and could have, I guess, manipulated his father into not doing it, or he could have just been a kid and just wanted to see someone get killed.
True.
I'm leaning towards the him being a kid and just wanting to see someone get killed, but there's always that other possibility.
But he's seen the zombies get killed, so I mean, I don't know how many times he's actually got to watch someone die, but
yeah,
that would go back once again to Creepy Carl.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, the kid creeps me out. Big time, he's creeping me out.
Yeah.
I don't like that kid anymore.
Let's kind of wrap this up and get to the...
Yeah.
Big.
So then, I guess what? The biggest scene of them all is that there's a cow on its side with a big hole in its stomach, and the zombie is eating the cow.
Well, the zombie was eating the cow.
Yeah,
but when Dale's walking around, you know, checking the perimeter.
Basically, then the zombie attacks Dale.
Dale, yeah.
And... But now, one of the things is that the guys on ZombieCast made a point. He never got bitten. He was only ripped apart in the stomach.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like, okay. And I guess, looking at it again, he was ripped apart, I guess, bad enough that... They couldn't save his life.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, because he's wanting to die. And his whole facial expressions, it's showing that, you know, he wants to die. And the way he did his eyebrows is like, kill me. You know, the way he moved his eyebrows up and down. And it's like, but couldn't they save you? And then when I got to look at it a second time, yeah, they couldn't have saved him.
Oh, no. And they, Rick was trying. He was like, come on. And then Herschel was like, we can't. You know, we can't move him. He won't make it. Operate here. It's too bad. I can't do anything. So Rick was trying to save him.
Which then now brings the fact that he's dead. And Rick is holding the gun to his forehead. And basically, Rick again can't pull the trigger. And it's Darryl who comes to pull the trigger. Well, we don't actually see him pull the trigger. We see him take the gun, say that he'll do it, and they fade to black, and all you hear is the gunshot at the end.
Well, you hear him say, sorry, brother. And did you notice, though? Did you notice that Dale moved his head towards the gun?
Because Dale was ready to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, Darryl knew he couldn't go on anymore.
Yeah.
In that condition.
I thought that was just... That, I mean, I didn't notice that the first time.
It was actually one of the saddest scenes because, as I've said before, and I think I've been the only one on the Zombie Cast to say it, is that Dale is your voice of reason.
Oh yeah, he's one of my favorite. He was one of my favorite characters.
You know, and the voice, that voice of reason is now gone, and you're going to be in total anarchy now, because you're going to have Hothead Shane and you're going to have Indecisive Rick.
And Creepy Carl.
Well,
mixing things up.
Yeah, Creepy Carl. But did you also see Carl's face, though, when he saw what zombie did it?
Yeah, he was like, oh shit, it's the zombie
that he led to the camp.
I led to the camp and I hope I don't get in trouble. Mommy, help me.
Yeah.
So.
That was some crap there. I mean, that scene there was one. Now, the thing is will Carl be a man and basically say, look, I seen that zombie earlier in the day, which would have mean the blood, that Dale's blood is on his hands, and say that, you know, he saw it and maybe they would have been able to go hunt it out and kill it before it got there? Or will it be enough for them to say, okay, zombies are getting on the farm and now we have to get out of purgatory?
I think it might be a combination of both, because we do see in the, like, I can't remember which, if it was the Talking Dead exclusive or the after first commercial of what, you know, comic book, I can't remember which one, but we do see him talking with Carl and Rick talking and Rick giving him the gun. I'm thinking maybe Carl's telling his dad about it, and his dad's like, well, maybe you do need to learn how to shoot, because since you were in this, you know, predicament, if you didn't know how to shoot, you could have taken care of this zombie. But since he didn't know how to shoot, you know, he got scared and dropped the gun and ran away. And I'm thinking that maybe might be coming up.
That's a good theory.
And that would lead to him having a gun and being able to, well, we see in the scene, like the sneak peek, he does give him the gun. Rick is giving Carl the gun. So I could also see that leading up to him shooting Shane in the last episode.
That could be a very good theory. And you know what? I'm going to have to keep my eyes out, because that is a very good theory. I like that theory.
That's what I'm saying. So
I like that. And you know what we can tell everybody? If you have a theory, where can they send their theories to?
I don't know. Where?
The Geeks for the Win podcast, thegeeksforthewin@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, you could. I thought you meant like your zombie cast. You were going to tie it up
post
to...
Post-fail.
I thought you were going to tie it up to zombie cast, because, you know...
Well, they could send it to both. I mean, we will talk... You know what? If they like the conversation, we would talk about it on both of them, both shows,
yeah,
right?
I was going to say, you know, if you like what you're hearing with this little tidbit, you can check out the zombie cast, which they, you know, they're dedicated to this kind of stuff.
It's yeah, like and they can send...
It's like a taste of what the zombie cast is all about.
Yeah, they can send stuff to Geeks for the Win, FTW, thegeeksforthewinftw@gmail.com, or they can come listen to the Zombie Cast, and they can send stuff to zombiecast777@gmail.com.
Definitely. And
but let us know how you like it, please, because we will keep going with it if you like it.
Or you can talk to us on the forums about it.
That's right.
Under the television section. So, but anyways, anything else? We've been talking about zombies or Walking Dead for a bit.
Yeah, we lost poor Stuart there for a minute. I'm sorry, Stuart.
I will catch up when the season's over.
Awesome. And it's only two more episodes, so.
I know. That's making me so sad.
But we can get on to the comic books, because there's tons more of that to go through.
Well, speaking of comic books, I got all of the Moon Knight comic books and the first Avengers from what we remember we were talking about doing Avengers. I was able to find some Avengers stuff.
Awesome.
So now that we figure, and I got Spider Island. I got some Spider Island. So whatever we decide our comic books are going to be, I will now have some.
Excellent.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to that. So what else have you been doing?
That's all I've been doing. Actually, we were on what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. I guess we were. Yeah. I've totally forgot. We've been talking about The Walking Dead for about probably 20 minutes easily. But let's see. What else have I been doing? Let's see.
You've been testing something, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been testing out the Windows 8 consumer preview, whatever. I installed it on a totally different hard drive because there's really no way. I mean, I have an extra hard drive, and I can just dedicate to that, and I don't want to have to reinstall Windows 7 and or back up Windows 7 and do all this.
That's,
or do a virtual.
That's what
machine.
I don't like about this is if you try out the Windows 8 beta, there's no going back.
Well, you have
unless
to
you unless back unless up. You yeah unless you have some kind of backup. Which in order to do that, you would have to completely erase the hard drive.
Yeah, well, you can make up a backup disk on Windows 7, so you can
if you put that in and it wouldn't do anything, you would have to erase. You'd have to format the hard drive to get rid of Windows 8.
Yeah, so I just I got a few different hard drives, so I just said, you know, this hard drive is dedicated to testing out the Windows 8. And I know you wanted to talk about that last week, Stuart. You were upset when the show ended.
Yeah, because I completely forgot. Well, I haven't tried it because I don't want to get rid of, you know, I don't want to have to go through that whole process.
You could always do a
partition on a hard drive.
Virtual
and
machine.
Doing that. Oh, that's just.
Virtual box.
Yeah, but ugh.
I've used VirtualBox to test out from Linuxes. And
I have been looking at Windows 8 from what other people have been doing, so.
Well, you got any questions about?
I've been getting through that, through them. No. Well, how are you liking the Metro Start Mint menu?
I'm kind of hating the Metro. I'm kind of hating the Metro system.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about this again in the party on Xbox Live with some people, and I'll shout them out at the end of the episode when we go to shout outs. But I see this being perfect for like the average people who have a computer, who use, you know, what's on their computer, who use Internet Explorer, who doesn't, you know, doesn't get Firefox or Google Chrome or any of that. The, you know, like people like our parents, Stuart. I see this being perfect for them, but as for us, you know, I don't think so, because one, it's really hard to change the settings of certain things, like being able to change the screen resolution, for example. That was difficult to figure out how to do that, because
right click and.
Well, no, there's not that. There's not that. I mean, there is a desktop little mode thingy, but
you can't right click and then go to
personalize.
Go to screen resolution and then do it like that.
Well, you mean like personalize and screen resolution. No, there's not that. I don't think.
Really?
No.
That sounds awful.
So you have to go into like the settings or you have to go through a bunch of add control panel settings to your Metro thingy or whatever, and there's no like going to the start menu because there is no start button menu. I mean,
it's the start screen.
Yeah, you just drag it all the way to the corner and you click, and it brings up the Metro system, And I mean, I just see this being perfect for, you know, people who just use the computer the way it is, and not because I think they hide those settings so that our parents don't accidentally get in the settings and change something, and, you know, I don't know what I did. I thought I was, you know, trying to change the background, but I ended up, you know, changing it to now all my icons are huge, you know, and all this and that. I changed the all, you know, because I've had stories like that. I've had stuff like that happen.
That does not sound good.
I definitely see this being for people who, you know, like I said, the Internet Explorer users who just use it because it's there and use it.
Have you seen the Windows the IE in the Metro?
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, that looks awful.
The address bar on the bottom, I don't like it.
Yeah,
but it's really kind of irritating because you've got to keep going to the menu button or, you know, down to where the start button is and clicking the Metro and then clicking to whatever you want to do. Like if you want to watch a video, you got to do that. And it's a few extra seconds, you know, but that adds up if you're, you know, that adds up a lot. That definitely adds up. And I think for us, Stuart,
mm-hmm.
I think we would just be fine with Windows 7 unless say DirectX 12 is only Windows 8, you know, capable.
And I doubt it will be.
Yeah. I think because we do change settings and we do tweak stuff and you know, stuff like that. So we're the hardcore user. I think Windows 7 is just going to be fine with us. But like I said, for our parents and people who just want to be able to click a button and pop up Internet Explorer and then click a button and pop up videos and click a button and pop up music and documents and all that, I think it's perfect for just the average, you know, the average non-computer geek. Basically,
yeah.
Everyone not listening to this show. If you're listening to this show, then Windows 8's pretty much not for you.
Yeah. I was talking to Paladin a little bit on Twitter about this. I don't think it's actually Windows 8. I think it's more of a Windows 7.5.
Well,
because other than the start screen, not much has changed. Well, I don't think
there is I think it is a Windows 8 because it's a new type of Windows that's going to be, you know, it's going to be on a computer. It's going to be on phones eventually, you know, it's going to be on tablets. It's kind of on Xbox, on the Metro system. And
I mean, look at the jump. I mean, from basically Windows XP to even Vista, that was a jump.
True, but there's a lot of connectivity.
And Windows 7 was just to fix Windows Vista.
Yeah, but there is a lot of connectivity. Like there's an Xbox companion app where you can. I'm hearing some feedback.
Yeah, I was typing that in chat.
Alrighty, but there is a Xbox companion app where you can, I think, launch games and stuff with using your laptop or maybe tablet. Yeah,
have you done that? I mean, I saw that you can play. You can select play video from Xbox. You immediately just turn to your Xbox and it starts playing?
I've been trying to figure. I don't know if that's definitely live yet to be able to use.
Okay.
You know, I've looked at it and I've tried to figure it out, but really and truly, I think the echo is coming from Harold.
I think so too.
Anyways, Harold, you there?
I'm here. I paused. I put my mic on mute because Ro came walking in and was fussing about something.
Okay.
Can you? Am I echoing still or no?
I don't know.
Don't hear it now.
Nope, we don't hear it. So that was kind of weird, but
sorry.
Oh, no worries. What was I saying? Oh yeah, it's kind of.
You're saying how wonderful a Vista was.
Oh no, Vista's a piece of crap. Everyone knows that. But Windows.
Well, hold on. I got actually a question about that. I never used Vista. What was wrong with Vista other than it used way too much power?
It used way too much power. I mean, it was a memory hog. It was kind of sluggish. It just didn't really. It looked kind of pretty, but it just wasn't. It wasn't user friendly. It was nowhere near as user friendly as, you know, Windows 7.
Okay. Yeah, I never used it, and every time I hear something, oh, Windows Vista sucked. Why? Because it did. Because everybody on the internet said it did. I don't have an opinion myself. So.
Could you do that again? This is Casual Terror, and I say Windows Vista sucks.
Well, no, that's his internet voice.
I know, but that was awesome. That was kind of funny. I want him to do it again. That was funny.
I don't think I can do it again now that I'm conscious about it.
Yeah, you can't just. But anyways, I mean, I think there's the Xbox connectivity with, you know, interaction with the what's it called, the Windows 8, and then there's the app, like there's an app store with Windows 8, and there's a connectivity between that and I guess maybe tablets or, you know, tablets with the computers, and there's Windows like SkyDrive or something. I can't remember what exactly it's called, but it's their like cloud storage service to basically connect all your devices between each other. And there's a lot of connectivity
because everybody owns Windows phones and Windows tablets, right?
Well, they're trying to put that's a feature to, you know. To own.
They're trying to be like Apple.
Well, not just Apple, but like Sony, they do it with their PS3 and PlayStation Portable or PlayStation Vita, stuff like that. I mean, and it's just it's a feature to be a convenience feature to have everything convenient, you know, conveniently working with everything. So I do think it is an upgrade, but it's just not something, it's not an upgrade for like us, Stuart. I think we're perfectly fine with what we've got because, you know, we have, you know, we are geeks. We want to be able to use an actual desktop to be able to tweak settings, change stuff. And we do have programs like Dropbox where we can use it with, you know, we can transfer files between each other or between our phone, you know, and our computers and stuff like that. I mean, we know we've been doing a lot of these features for a while.
There is one feature in 8 that I wouldn't mind having in 7, but I never know when I would ever use it. And that's the picture password. I think that would be kind of cool to have. But you know what? I'm the only one who ever uses this computer, so it's never logged out. So I would never use the picture password.
What's the picture password? Is that like face unlock, like with the camera? Webcam or
no, it's when you pick a picture and then you have your special, like if you click this person's eye and then this person's nose, then this person's then this person's eye, you know.
Oh, it's like the pattern unlock for Android phones.
That's exactly what it is. Only you're using the mouse.
Okay, yes. I gotcha. Yes. Well, I'm sure there's a way to be able to do that. Maybe there's some geeky way to.
But like I said, I'm never logged out.
Yeah, but
so you know, I would never use it.
And the thing that the big problem I'm using, I have the hard drive with Windows 7 right now. I was using Windows 8 for like all of last week, but I had to switch it out because when this computer I'm using, I tried using Skype and tried doing the settings and all that, and it just wasn't working right because the audio.
Well, wait a minute. Skype is Microsoft thing.
Well, it hasn't been officially, I don't think. But yeah, but I mean, this whole Skype settings, it just wasn't it really was quiet because when I installed Windows 8, it took on the different hard drive, it didn't have my the drivers for the audio card. And I went to try to download the drivers for the audio card, and it
Because of Windows 8.
It wouldn't install, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of Windows 7 programs that do end up working, like, you know, Audacity. You know, I was able to install that, the Levelator program. I was able to install Skype. I was able to install, all the programs I normally use, Steam.
Steam?
I had the Old Republic up.
Did you actually play the Old Republic?
No, I don't think I ended up.
Because I was wondering if you could actually take the Old Republic and make it into a tile on the Metro.
Yeah, it is.
You can?
Any program you install, you can make it a tile.
Okay. That sounds all right if I ever wanted to use Metro, which I never want to.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, that's why I decided to try it out because I'm a geek. I tried out Windows 7 when they were doing their beta, and I fell in love with Windows 7 because it's just, like I said, they added a bunch of, you know, user interface enhancements that help with productivity. Like, I'm using the Windows Snap feature where you can have, you know, two things side by side and they just automatically snap to half the page. And
I use that all the time at work.
And there's just a bunch of other stuff I use, but that's just, I mean, like I said, the Windows 8 is going to be great for the people who are not geeks like us. Like, for the people who just want to be able to go online, surf the web, watch movies on their tablet or computer or stuff like that.
Average Joe computer user.
Exactly. And you could definitely tell, like I said, it's built for them because it's difficult as hell to find certain settings. Because even when you go to settings, the settings option where it says settings, there's no display. You got to go somewhere else and figure all that stuff out to change the screen resolution. And it's just something simple as that. So,
yeah,
but isn't that good for average Joe computer user?
Oh, like I said, you know, it you could tell it was built for like the average Joe computer user because of the stuff like that. Because
you can't accidentally do something like that.
Yeah, and I've had many, many, since I am the geek, computer expert, I've had many people say, I did something wrong, whether it's a female friend of mine or a parent or something. I've had many complaints, many computers, you used to work in IT, you know. Will you?
Yeah, you.
And I still have not gotten the "No, I will not fix your computer" T-shirt. So I'm setting myself up for that, I guess, with that not having that shirt. But
okay, I have another question.
Oh, go ahead.
Have you been playing pinball?
Pinball's awesome.
Well,
because you get it free.
There is pinball
with Windows 8.
Yes, I have.
Pinball FX 2. You get it free.
Yes, I have tried it.
No way.
There are no tables, though. There's no, like, Marvel tables or that I'm aware of. There's no extra stuff. It's just the core stuff. That, and there's, like, solitaire, and there's some other stuff. But I did see an article where it did say there was, like, an app in the App Store that basically gives you, like, a start menu where it brings up, like, the retro tiles, like, you know, like Windows 7 or XP or whatever, but it just wasn't the same, you know? It just was not the same as this, as Windows 7 or the normal Windows. Yeah,
when the people who were in your developer program make a program to make it look like the old version, you might want to take a step back.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, even know if it's from the I mean, they do have apps from other people besides, you know, Microsoft, just so people can test out.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. So anyways, that, I guess, in unless y'all have any other questions, I mean, basically for us, I wouldn't recommend it.
I'm not going to get it. I was, but then I saw it.
Yeah. I'd say definitely stick with Windows 7 and, maybe they'll maybe they'll make, maybe Windows 9 will be something, you know, for something for the people who like Windows 7 and who don't like Metro. Maybe, maybe they'll
hopefully,
maybe they'll have a, you know, like, I don't know, maybe they'll have different divisions, like a Call of Duty type thing, where they have people catering towards people who like Metro and who are just the average Joe, and then they have
so,
geek versions
so, of Windows. So every other other release is for the niche crowd?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see, like, the Metro average Joe version, and then, like, the geeky version for people like us. I could see something.
Even number ones are for the normal people, and the odd number ones are for the extreme geeks.
Yeah, I could see something like that. I mean, and it's definitely a way for them to sell, you know, for them to sell more operating systems and make money off of us instead of us just sticking with Windows 7.
Yeah.
But, alrighty, I guess we can quickly move on to our actual show. No topics, because there's nothing else I really have to talk about. Stuart, what's your topic?
TV channels have been kind of stalling with their renegotiations with cable services lately.
And because, with satellite services.
And with satellite. Because what apparently the TV stations, what they want is for them to, you know, go their own online route, as, you know, a Hulu or, you know, Netflix, that kind of thing.
Or possibly an HBO Go type thing.
HBO Go, I think, you know, AMC has something. Stars used to be Netflix, but, you know.
That ended. That whole deal ended.
That sucked, too.
What do you guys think about, you know, TV stations going online instead of going through the cable services?
I love it. I absolutely love that idea, because I don't like the fact of having to watch stuff on cable or having to tape things and all this and that. I mean, because, you know, I've been convincing, you know, to cut the cable, because we don't really watch that many things that we can't get on Hulu or Netflix. There's just a few things, you know, like The Walking Dead we watch live, or a couple stuff on FX, like Sons of Anarchy, and, you know, just a few things here and there that we will. So, I mean, there's nothing, there's just a few things holding us back. And if there was a way to, you know, do it online, watch it online, or there'd be an Xbox app for, you know, an ABC Xbox app or AMC Xbox app, or, you know,
yeah,
FX,
yeah,
PlayStation app, stuff like that. I could definitely see that being I would definitely be all for that. And I would definitely get rid of cable, because we got, you know, there is ESPN on the Xbox and there is UFC on the Xbox. So as far as sports go, there's really not a...
Yeah, but it's only ESPN3, I believe. It's not ESPN1, which gives you all the good stuff.
Yeah, but with this whole channels going online, ESPN probably would.
Yeah.
ESPN3 could turn into a regular ESPN.
Which, I don't care.
Well, we know, Stuart, you don't care. But
I don't care.
But as far as, like, you know, I care about being able to watch, like, my NBA, seeing my Thunders whoop some ass.
I just want to be able to watch what I want to watch. That's all. So however they want to do it, I don't care, as long as I can watch it with the minimal amount of commercials possible. And I still get the same good quality stuff, because that's what really bothers me.
Yeah. Well, like, I think this is a cool way, because, you know, you can go like an a la carte style.
I was about
like
to say
only,
that.
Only get what you want.
Like, pay, like, I just want FX, AMC, you know, what else? Food Network and, you know, something else. Charge me, like, maybe $5 each or something, you know, instead of paying, like, an outrage, you know, instead of paying, like, $50 or more a month for cable. Charge me five. Each channel has their own app, and you $5 a month. So that's like $20-25 just for the few channels I actually watch, and I can watch the shows whenever I want. I don't have to worry about watching it live or having to record it or forgetting to record it.
Yeah, but then there's going to be some. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I like to watch Bravo's Top Chef, and that's all I will watch on that whole TV show is that one program. I'm not going to pay $5 a month to watch that program.
Well, you could pay the $5 a month when Top Chef is on, and when it's not on,
I would just rather not watch it because I could watch other things. I mean, it's 1 hour every week. Why would I waste all that money to watch it?
Because
I see what you're saying.
Because $5 a month is, you know, I guess cheaper than.
But it's $5 a month for this one. $5 a month for this one. This one. This one's 10.
Well, that's just
an example. This one's 30.
That's just an example. Because look, I mean, if you buy an individual episode from any of the on demand services like Amazon or iTunes, the SD version is $1.99. So you do four episodes for a month worth. That's $6. So that's $5 a month is cheaper than buying those four, you know, buying the same episodes you'd be watching.
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is that the programming, and I'm only going to say Bravo, the programming on Bravo, I like, I don't love. It's not like Sons of Anarchy, where yes, Sons of Anarchy, I would pay the $5 for because I like Sons of Anarchy that much that I would pay it. But a network like Bravo that has one show that I actually do like, that I will watch, I would stop watching for that one reason. If they made it where I had to pay to watch it, I wouldn't watch it no more. So there's going to be a lot of networks that would lose doing that too.
True, but I mean, mm-hmm. It's just, yeah. I just think this is the way things are going. I mean, because we're just, you know, we're having these systems that can play stuff. We're having TVs that have apps, you know, that you're able to have Netflix and stuff in the actual TVs and stuff like that. I just think that's, you know.
I understand, but then as I said.
And I just said $5 just, you know, just as an example. I mean, it could be cheaper, you know.
True, but
I doubt it.
You've got to think of some of these littler networks. They would have to join up with someone then. They would definitely have to join up to keep afloat.
And you know, like, you're right. And channels aren't, for the most part, you know, Bravo is probably a parent company who's also owned by, you know, who the owners of Bravo probably also own some other network, like, you know, FX owns Fox.
I think it's Fox or something.
Yeah, yeah, so it'd be like the Fox package where you get Fox, you know, FX, Bravo, all for like $5 a month or something like that. So you would get your Top Chef and you would get your Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, that's what they'd have to do. And then, like, unfortunately, ABC would be one where I wouldn't be watching anything because I don't think there's anything on ABC
ABC's on Hulu.
But you know what I mean? There would be nothing that I watch off them.
Yeah, but you can basically watch it on Hulu for free. Stuff on ABC, right?
Yeah.
You just have to deal with the commercials. But I like this. I think this definitely could be something that I would definitely love because I just love being able to watch stuff at my time, you know, when it's convenient to me. And even if there's commercials, I prefer not to have commercials, but just being able to sit down on my laptop and run through, you know, certain stuff. Like, I mean, honestly, we HBO, it's ridiculous to get HBO because there's not anything I watch. But if I had access to, like, Games of Thrones.
But there would the. You were talking about HBO. There's an article that came out today that said that the Netflix CEO, Reed Hastings, is in serious talks with Time Warner to get HBO on Netflix.
That would be awesome because, you know,
That would be really good.
I hear people talk about Games of Thrones, and I'd really want to check it out to see what it's all about, but, you know, I would, you know, even if we do subscribe because to HBO, I wouldn't be able to use HBO Go because my cable company is just a local small cable company, and the HBO Go is only for like the big, like Time Warner, DirecTV, Dish, big, you know, Comcast, big television providers like that. So I'd have to wait until the episodes are repeats and watch them, and I wouldn't even get that. So I just love the idea of being able to pay for the channel to access, basically access to everything from a certain channel, like their back catalogs and stuff. Because HBO, if I'm not, the HBO Go, that you can watch like The Sopranos, all the Sopranos, all of a lot of stuff.
The Wire. Not just
The Wire. Yes, so, you know.
True Blood.
I would definitely be True Blood. I gave up on True Blood.
Seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Even 2 was stretching it. But yeah, because there was a lot of stuff that I never got around to. And, you know, HBO, they've got, I'm not sure if their comedy stuff, you know, their comedy stuff is on there, but HBO used to be a big place to watch comedy specials. So
yeah,
I definitely see this being something awesome in the future that I would definitely jump on board. I mean, times are changing. Our no offense, Harold, but Stuart and my generation starting to get up there and get in charge and be the generation that people care, you know, these companies are caring about, and we're wanting this stuff.
We now have the non-existent jobs to pay for this stuff.
Okay.
I mean, we don't want, I know I don't watch TV the way it, you know, the way it used to be, except for certain shows like The Walking Dead. I do watch that live just because I can't wait for, you know, I just don't want to wait. I want to watch it as soon as I can, but mostly I watch things online whenever I have time. So
okay, I mean, watch everything. I don't watch. I watch everything on an on-demand service or with my DVR. So, or through Netflix.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Which Chobits, man, I hate you.
Oh, come on, you're enjoying that.
I hate you because that show is so fun.
Oh, I've got more. In the future, I'll have more recommendations similar to Chobit.
Man, I just got to the part where they went out, where Makatsuki went out on the date with the girl with the D cups. Man, that was so funny. He's out in the little rowboat and he falls in the little canal, lake, whatever that is, because he's trying to get the little boy's attention.
Yeah. That's definitely a great show, but there's only 26 episodes, so you'll run out.
I know. I'm almost out. I'm on like 12.
Yeah, so you're about almost halfway there. So, but anyways, anyone else got anything else to say about this?
Nope.
Alrighty. I guess my first topic, basically, the autocorrect. I don't like autocorrect. I'm irritated by it. There's been stuff where I tweet something and I notice immediately autocorrect has definitely messed up the way my tweet, you know, what I wanted to say. And I'll delete it real quick, but people like Harold or somebody will be, you know, no offense, Harold.
Ready to hit the retweet and can't do it.
And you know, I'll delete it. I'll delete it like probably at the same time you click retweet, Harold, or something, and then my mistake is up there for everyone to see, and I have no control to get rid of that. So I'm irritated.
Sorry.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm mad at you for that. You know, you're doing what you think is right, but you know, it's the damn autocorrect feature that you know, changes what I mean.
This has to be the educator / drafts person in me. I proof everything I type. Almost everything I type.
Well, normally I do too, but sometimes something will happen, you know. sometimes I'll accidentally press that send button, but nine out of 10 times, everything's fine. But there is that one time, you know, one out of 10 times that something will get through.
Okay, why don't you get into why we're talking about the autocorrect?
Yeah, and I do appreciate anyone who retweets things, but I do ask, look at it.
Yeah, from now on, I ain't retweeting your shit.
Well, I do ask, look at it, if it's spelled incorrectly. Wait a minute, because immediately I end up deleting the tweet and tweeting out what I meant to say, because.
Well, maybe, but maybe the incorrect tweet was funny.
But I don't want to come off uneducated and people thinking I'm stupid or something because it turns out to be, you know, the autocorrect.
Well, what is it that I retweeted that I didn't pay? Because sometimes.
Well, it's not just, I was just using you as like an example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of people who end up doing it. It's not. You're not the only person. You know, I'm just using you as an example, Harold. So don't get butt sore about it.
No, I'm not butt sore. My panties are not in the wad yet. I was just asking, what did I do? Because I can't remember. I mean, I remember retweeting something about the show. That was it.
Well, I think you have done it in the past, but a lot of people have. I can't think of anything, you know, anything particular, but I do know that this has been a problem for me. You know, every now and then. But this story, two schools were locked on lockdown because somebody was, you know, somebody. Now my problem isn't because I'm tweeting slang or anything. It's just I'm tweeting words that aren't in the actual dictionary, you know, like Skype. Like what if I'm talking about Skype or something like that, you know, words that, but someone was, tried text messaging, gonna be at West Hall this afternoon, and it auto-corrected saying gunmen at West Hall. Not to mention this, the person sent it to the wrong number, to a different number. Which how do you do that? I mean, wouldn't you have everybody?
I've been getting them all the time lately. Like, hey, are you ready for the psych test? Yeah, sure am.
I've gotten one too recently, like a couple weeks ago, and they're all like, I'm like, who is this? And they're like, oh, this is blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I think you got the wrong person. And they're like, oh, no, I don't. And I'm like, yeah, this is William. And they're like, oh, I guess I do have the – and I'm like
– stop fooling.
That's all right, because I got one that beats all of you. I got some Spanish lady that lives in Miami who – swears that I'm her grandson, and every holiday she calls me.
Well,
and she talks to me in Spanish. And Valentine's Day, she actually called me, and I'm sitting there having a whole conversation with her because I'm like, but I'm really not your grandson, and I don't speak Spanish, and all that other good stuff. But happy Valentine's Day, and I hope you find him.
Yeah. Well, you know, just you, I'm surprised you haven't been like, oh, thank you, Grandma. I've moved recently. Here's my address. If you ever,
I should have tried that actually.
And get her to send you some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, every holiday, the same woman would call me, and it's like every holiday, I'm still the same person you're calling from the holiday past.
Well, that actually has happened to my dad. He's someone's like, oh yeah, you're my friend, you know, you're my old friend, and my dad's like, no. Then the dude's been sending him pictures of stuff every now and then, and my dad's been like, no, I'm not the, you know, and this has been going on for a while, and finally the person found who they were actually thought was my dad, and it's been a big thing for like the last year. It's been kind of crazy, but I guess this does happen, but I'm kind of just shocked that it's.
Well, I think the problem here, what happened here with this gunman thing, is when they typed "gunna," they typed "gunna."
I've never known anyone to. I mean, "gonna."
And again, this is the educator in me. I get fucking pissed when I read internet slang.
Well, that's why I'm saying, I made it a point to say.
I type everything out. I use correct punctuations. I use correct spelling. Oh, I can't.
99% of the time, I do that. But if there's just a no way to be able to tweet in that amount of time. I'll do like comma and no space and then do like and, you know.
I'll use a two every now and then if I run out of space, but that's it.
Yeah.
All right, Stuart, what you gonna do after the show?
Go to bed.
But there's a gunman at the show.
Auto-corrected. There you go. There's a gunman at the show.
But I just thought this was kind of crazy. The fact, I mean, that, I don't know. There's just so many things I find wrong with this. Like, you know, you're texting someone you don't have programmed in your phone, or you don't, you know, then you don't, you know, I mean, you're obviously, you know, in grammar's not the best. And
can I ask you a question though?
Yeah.
How many people do you actually remember their phone number? Because I don't remember nobody's phone number unless it's already stored in my phone.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember my cell phone number and my home number.
Yeah, but I'm surprised they didn't have the number already in their phone that they how they were able to send it to the wrong person.
That's true.
Dude, the only phone number I can remember, honestly, and I'm being honest, is my grandmother's old house phone from when I was a kid. That's it.
Oh, I remember the old.
You don't remember the Benjamin Franklin plumber's number?
Man, I don't remember nobody's number except for that it's one phone number.
867-522-209.
Okay. I remember basically all the numbers that I had to remember back before, you know, contact
911.
No, I mean like old house phones or my parents' cell phones. My dad's had the same cell phone number since before cell phones were smart. Okay.
He had this.
But yeah, I mean, so back when we had to remember numbers, I remember those numbers, but
yes.
Numbers now,
I do too.
I don't remember my friends' numbers. I don't remember, you know.
My friends, they seem to get new phones every 3 months.
Yeah, but
that's because they don't
pay the bill. So they get new phone numbers every 3 months.
But even if you have like the Facebook app, where you know your phone automatically syncs to Facebook and your contact syncs with Facebook, so the numbers are updated and all this and that. I mean, stuff like that should all automatically correct things if you're. So I don't know. There's just some fishy things with this, but I did think it was something to talk about, something funny, something crazy, and good thing there wasn't an actual gunman. Yeah. No one got
hurt. I think the bigger news is this came like a couple of days after the Ohio shooting.
That was definitely a big thing. That's what made it a huge scare. But you know, like I said, if I do make a mistake, immediately I realize I look at it as soon as I've posted it, and I try to change it. You know, I'm surprised the person like sent it, and I guess just didn't even pay attention, didn't check to see if the other person responded or nothing, and didn't say, "Oh, sorry, I meant to type."
Yeah, I will say, people spell things out correctly. Don't use internet slang because that's just going to end up wrong,
and that just makes people think you're uneducated.
My sister texted me the other day and said, "I have to go to school." SKOOL. I said, "What the hell is school? What? I don't know what that is." So I force the people who text me to spell correctly, which you should do the same. Everybody should force people to spell goddamn words.
I'm with you there, Stuart. I mean, I try with everything I can to spell correctly, and so I don't seem uneducated, because I am educated. I'm still going, you know. I'm still a college student. I'm still in higher education. But anyways, crazy. The link will be in the show notes, of course, along with the link of Stuart's topic about TV companies and channels on the internet and all that stuff. But the next big topic, or I guess our last major topic, the director of Chronicle, which was that's the movie you saw, right?
Yes.
Stuart?
Yes.
by, I guess, Josh Trank, which I looked up his IMDb, and he has, that's like, Chronicles, like, the only thing he's really done.
He did a good job.
Yeah, but I it looks interesting, but not enough to see it, pay the money to see it in theaters. I'll wait. But the big news is he's talking about he's interested in doing a Venom movie, like a spinoff of Spider-Man doing Venom, the character, which
is awesome.
I don't get how it would work.
The only way I could see this, how this would work, is if they use the current Venom, who, if you don't know who the current Venom is Flash Thompson.
But would they skip the whole? Would they skip the whole Venom was on Spider-Man and how? I mean, I just don't get how they or would they? Would they already
how they would boot it?
Yeah, how they would show the origins, because the origins is Venom gets on Peter Parker / Spider-Man, and that's how he knows who Peter Parker. That's how he knows Spider-Man's Peter Parker, and he knows. And he's able to get around his spider sense and all this crazy stuff. Which,
apparently, Venom no longer knows.
Yeah, I mean,
Because when Gargan was Venom, he didn't know who Peter Parker was Spider-Man. And now Flash Thompson, who's the biggest Spider-Man fan ever, doesn't know that Peter Parker is.
Yeah, but this would Spider-Man. This would be a totally non-canon. You know, I guess this would totally be, cause if they did a spin-off that didn't include Spider-Man at all, unless they expected people to know who Venom and Spider-Man is, and they just do it like
in the opening credits like they did with the Hulk.
I was about to say that, yeah, but. I still think that's you know, I still think that's cutting a big section of people off who may not know, you know, Venom, because, you know, the movies were a bit farther apart than, you know, the two Hulk movies.
Well, did you in the article you have here in the Ultimate Universe, Peter Parker and Brock created Venom in an attempt to cure cancer.
Yeah, but the Amazing Spider-Man, if it's a spinoff of...
Well, it doesn't say it's a spinoff of Amazing Spider-Man, it's just a spinoff of Spider-Man.
Then I think that... I don't know. I think that would...
Because, like, you know, it could be the Ultimate Spider-Man Venom.
Then there,
which I think could make sense.
It could, but then that would also confuse other people. I think that would confuse people who weren't, you know, the average people who weren't geeky like us.
Then they have no business seeing this movie.
But, you know, the movie companies don't want to, they want to make as much money as they can. Even if it's...
That is correct.
I mean, look at Spider-Man 3. That may not have been the best movie. They may have not done Venom right, but they made a boatload of money. Yeah. So, it's all about money in the end. So, I don't know. I'd love to see a Venom movie. I'd love to see, you know, something definitely focused on Venom.
Yes.
But then who's going to be his enemy? Or who's he going to go against? Because if it's going to be a Venom-only movie...
Well, like I said, the current Venom is actually a hero. He's actually a soldier working for the U.S. Army.
Huh.
So...
I could see maybe the Amazing Spider-Man sequel doing something about Venom, and then, you know... Peter Parker, all this and that, gets Venom, loses Venom, and then it spins off to Venom, you know? And
don't,
then Spider-Man maybe. 3, the Amazing Spider-Man 3 goes somewhere else, and why Venom's somewhere else. Maybe? I don't know. It's definitely, I know, we're not getting paid.
And then what about Carnage?
That would be awesome, too. Definitely, yes. But... You know, we're not getting paid to think about this and write up the stuff, so we're just speculating. But
if you have an offer to do that, we'll do that.
Oh yeah, if anybody wants to pay us to do that, I'm all for. But you know, we're just speculating, and I don't think we're against the idea. We're just not sure how it would make sense Because I've said it before, Spider-Man's pretty much my favorite out of, you know.
Same here. Same.
All the superheroes. I have a love for Spider-Man, so.
Wolverine.
Wolverine's up there too, but for me, it's Spider-Man. So I know a lot about Spider-Man, even though I haven't been caught up in the newer stuff, you know, because I just.
Dude, Wolverine, sorry to cut you off there for a second, but Wolverine is the only one, even in the comic books, to kill people.
Punisher. That's what
Wolverine.
He does.
And there's a
Wolverine.
The Punisher. That's what he does.
And there's a series where Punisher kills like all the Marvel people. He goes crazy and kills all the Marvel heroes. There is an actual series.
And then they come back as zombies. Marvel zombies.
But anyways, I don't think any of us would be opposed to a Venom movie, but seeing Venom in a movie, you know, which I was hesitant when I heard Topher Grace was playing, you know, Brock, and
yeah, he did not fit the Brock.
I mean, Eric Foreman? No. I just want it done right. That's my only concern, but
yes.
Definitely I'll put this link in the show notes as well. We're skipping this week's I Recommend Edward Scissorhands, so you know, if you haven't watched it yet, watch it, and we'll tackle it next week, because we didn't think Harold was going to be here, so we decided not to watch it, because we wanted to wait till next week to do that. So you got.
Thank you guys.
Geek question of the week, Stuart.
This week's geek question of the week was, what is your favorite mythical / fictional animal / creature?
Well, what's yours, Stuart?
Mine is apparently what everybody else picked, too. I love dragons.
That's what I picked.
When I got my first car, I had a dragon seat cover. My steering wheel cover had dragons all over it. My keychain had a dragon on it. I've even seen that terrible movie, Dragon Wars. I love dragons.
Wow.
But I'm not a fan of the Chinese serpent dragons. I like the European lizard.
You don't like the little dragon from Mulan?
No, I'm not a fan of the serpent dragons.
Yeah, but the Mulan dragon was funny.
Yeah. I really liked the dragons from Rain of Fire.
So you like the
awesome.
You like the medieval dragons?
Yes.
Alright.
I would agree with him. I like those ones too.
So, what's your answer, Harold? Or do you just agree with...
Dragons.
Oh.
I actually, because I was afraid I wasn't going to make it back, I actually texted or I Twittered it out. So.
Gotcha. Well, mine would be unicorns, because I just... I'm kidding.
My Little Pony and Friends.
I'm just kidding, of course. Mine would be, like I said, you know, my question my tweet inspired the question. It would be a tie between basically vampires and zombies.
Yeah, but
there is a disease that could be called vampirism, and zombies just aren't real yet.
Well, they're not real. They're fictional. That's my answer. So, I mean, who's to say dragons never existed? You know, we haven't been that, you know, blah, 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 all this and that crap. I could turn that around on you, but.
Yeah, I will say, you know, dragons are across so many different cultures that it's kind of weird, as well as the pyramids.
Do we not have dragons? Komodo dragons? Oh. Do we not have Komodo dragons?
That's not really a dragon. That's
not, but the fire breathing.
I don't care. It's a dragon.
Flying
the fire breathing flying dragon that can eat you in a single gulp.
Well, the Komodo dragon can eat you in one gulp.
And can they talk,
or
Stuart?
Maybe two.
Are you a dragon talking like in Merlin or?
Actually, what came to mind was Dragonheart. It depends.
You're not against it?
I'm not against it.
Okay.
But.
Alrighty. Well, that's my answer. What do our what kind of feedback have we gotten?
Okay, I'll go from the top. Kaylee, I think that's how you say it, 2000 on Twitter said dragons, not just regular dragons, but intelligent, high level magic users, godlike ones in AD&D and Dragonlance. And then he names some, and I'm not even going to attempt the names.
Alrighty.
Come on, attempt a name.
Tahissus, Paladin, and the like.
Okay, see, you did a pretty good job.
Patriot 1030 on Twitter said, a Kraken, a la Pirates of the Caribbean, the giant squid one, not the Clash of the Titans one.
Ah, yeah.
Frank Branches on Twitter, he said, something about a Minotaur just creeps me out. Oh, and a Kraken.
Interesting, yeah. I saw the
Dragon,
Minotaur.
Dragon 59. I don't know about this one. What is he going to pick? I'm just on my edge. What is he going to pick? Mine is a red dragon. Hence the name. Hence the gamer tag, Dragon 59.
Alrighty.
Yojimbo 2000 on Twitter. He said, my favorite mythical creature would have to be an ice dragon from the D&D world. I'm sensing a pattern here.
Well, I think mythical. I think most people saw mythical and they didn't think of, you know, before fiction, and maybe they just thought their brain just automatically went to mythical and they didn't even consider other types of, you know, like fictional creatures and stuff like that. I definitely could see that being a thing.
Yeah.
Because I think you tweeted at first just mythical, I think.
No. Should be the same tweet the entire week.
Okay, I could be wrong. Yeah.
Because I just do a copy and paste and schedule it for certain times of the day. Non-Megan on Twitter said Minotaur, at least off the top of my head. So there you go. Unless you guys caught any.
How about mermaid?
Mermaid? Now, which kind of mermaid? There's the one that kills people, and then there's one like Ariel.
Like Little Mermaid.
One with big tits.
Little Mermaid. Well, there aren't pretty mermaids that are killer. Like the new Pirates movie, the latest Pirates movie, though, that mermaid was pretty. Those mermaids were you know, they were hot, but they were also deadly.
And there was an episode of The X-Files that had a killer mermaid.
I just want a hot one.
That episode of the Dead Time Stories that I recommended.
Yeah, that had the mermaid in it.
Yeah. So mermaids, you know, aren't necessarily pretty and good.
Yeah.
They can be pretty and evil. But yeah, mermaids definitely one. Minotaurs definitely. Sphinx. I'm surprised no one said anything about Sphinx because I love the concept of Sphinx. Of a Sphinx.
Shark Boy and Lava Man.
But yeah, there's just, I mean, I love all kinds of mythical and fictional creatures, you know.
The Doctor! The Doctor, yes.
The Doctor, yes, definitely. But, you know, I don't think that, I think every type of mythical / fictional creature, there's been some form of TV show, cartoon, movie, something that I've liked. You know, their version of.
Yeah.
So, definitely a great question. You got one for next week, though?
Do you guys?
Let's see. I don't, honestly. I had one for last week, in case you didn't have one, but you did have one, and I've forgotten since then.
Awesome.
So, I guess maybe check Twitter and Facebook, people, and we'll...
And we'll might come up with one... Before Wednesday. Not saying when, but before Wednesday.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll think of the one I had, because it was a good one. I've slept since then, so.
And I just have Mass Effect on the brain, so.
That's understandable.
I can totally think about one about Mass Effect.
Fine, do one about Mass Effect. That's what everybody's playing.
Well, that would limit, you know. I wouldn't be able to answer. I know that much.
I wouldn't either, but I could make something
I think,
up.
I think the answer to the questions I have would take more than 140 characters to answer.
I got one. Okay.
Okay.
Excluding Firefly, of course. What show do you think got canceled before it could get good? Because I just saw someone tweet about Terra Nova.
Terra Nova. And yeah, there you go.
That's terrible.
Would not be an answer.
I'm not saying that would be an answer. I just, you know, I just thought about shows being canceled, and there, you know, that led me to Fox, and that led me to Firefly, and other shows Fox has canceled that have been good, even though Terra Nova, I guess, I've never seen it, but people, I definitely take your words for it, but yeah.
That show was horrible.
But there have been a lot of good shows that have been canceled that before, you know.
Oh, and I just thought of an answer, too. I'm going to write it down before I forget it.
There you go. I came up with a question.
There could have been a show that could have been good, but it was on the wrong network.
Well, you can mention that to us next week. So, there you go. Excluding because I know tons of people would probably say Firefly, you know?
And please don't say Terrible Nova either.
So I don't. I heard some people actually liked it. It shocked me.
Apparently, Knox did. Knox and Mrs. Knox did.
Well, if he because already wasn't,
we had a conversation about that.
Okay, here's my challenge, Knox. Please come on the show and let's talk Terrible Nova.
Yeah,
because
let's talk
I want to know.
Let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk Firefly. We can do that.
Well, no, I want to spend a few minutes talking Terrible Nova because I want to know what part of that garbage you liked because that was garbage.
Alrighty. Well, hopefully maybe in the future he can come back on. Terra Nova is not going anywhere, so.
No, I guess it got canceled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Hopefully the river will get canceled too because that show's gotten bad.
I'm pretty sure it will be.
Yeah. But
it started out so good. It did.
Your opinion.
Yeah. The first two episodes weren't bad, and I think if they would have just left it there, it would have been great. From episode 3 and on, it got bad.
Yeah, it went downhill.
I could definitely have seen them making it like a TV movie special.
Miniseries,
or yeah. But, yeah. Anyways, so look out for that question, people. For next week's episode, and I guess we can wrap it up. We recorded some bonus content. Might be longer than it originally was, and it depends on if Stuart wants us to cut out some of the other stuff or not, which I'm totally fine with.
Please,
alrighty. We did talk about a couple good topics, and they will be in the show notes, so you can check that out and. We do make it a point to make the app worth it. We do put a lot of bonus content up, so make sure to grab the Android app on the Amazon App Store or the iPhone or the iOS app in the Podcast Box app. Just search Podcast Box or Geeks FTW and the Podcast Box app should pop up. And it's only $1.99, so you're getting tons of bonus content, you know. Bi-weekly, if not, you know, weekly.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
and maybe even sooner than that.
And bonus episodes, too. That's, you know, we're doing bonus full episodes. So definitely check that out. Be sure definitely to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You know, just search The Geeks FTW. We post the questions and the I recommends and picks and a bunch of other stuff, articles we've written or published and tweeted, reviews, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of new articles lately, so
and
definitely
go
check those out.
Definitely, and I'm planning on really going crazy, adding stuff and doing, you know. Posting stuff I find, because there's tons of stuff I've been looking and finding that I'm like, I could probably share this, you know, with people who may not see this normally, like Stuart or Herald, because I'll find cool stuff and I'll end up sending links to, you know, Stuart or Herald about this, and I'm just gonna post it on our site and, you know, give the link of I found this on this site, so, you know, give the credit to where it originally came from. So definitely check out thegeeksftw.com for more content coming up.
Yes.
And also check out our forums. We've got some interesting conversations, and we're trying to really bring life to the forums. They're not complex. We don't expect it to be like, you know, a major, you know, social network in itself, but just, you know, just a way for the fans to interact with us, talk about certain topics that, you know, your opinion, I'm sure, on certain things are longer than 140 characters, so Twitter would not work there.
Yes.
So that's why we got the forums, is, you know, let us know what you think about, you know, the geek question of the week, you know, or, you know, our I recommend movie, or, you know, when we have game nights, we'll post it and stuff like that. Basically a way to interact with our fans or listeners, whatever. You can also leave us a voicemail at 1-347-433-5389.
What does that spell?
GeekFTW. And you can send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. Definitely. Like Harold was saying, let us know what you think about, like, The Walking Dead or anything we've talked about. You know, even if it's, you know, stuff we've already talked about this episode or last episode or 10 episodes ago. If you've got an opinion, let us know, because I've always wanted, if there's a point of view that I have not thought about, I want to know. That's just how we are as geeks. We want to know mm-hmm. as much as we can about the things we like or dislike. iTunes reviews. Last I checked, we do not have any new ones.
I have not checked.
I think I checked today even. So I don't have iTunes up, so I can't check now. But if you did leave us an iTunes reviews, we'll definitely give you a shout out next week. But I don't think we've gotten any this week, unless it's been, you know, since we've started recording. But I guess that's it. I guess it's time for shout outs. Harold, shout outs.
I'm going to shout out my good friend David Scoble One. I also want to shout out Jaybird360. I want to shout out Frank Branches, and you can check him out over at RP Grinders, the podcast RP Grinders. I want to shout out all the guys on ZombieCast, Zombie Rick, Freeman Daddy 5, and Frank Branches, and me. And you can check us out over at ZombieCast. And you can also check Freeman out over on KnuckleballCast. And I think, how about Roshani? Because Roshani's a cool dude. Go check out Roshani over at Single Simulcast.
Oh, definitely. We tried getting him on, but he couldn't make it this week. I did talk to him behind the scenes, send him a DM, and seeing if he could come on, and he just wasn't able to, so...
You know, and anybody who I talk to on Twitter, you know, I'm going to shout you guys out. I just don't remember everybody right now because, as I said, I wasn't really planning to record tonight. I was just able to get here in time for the show. I actually was hitting the pedal to the metal, as they say. I was eastbound and down.
Harold broke many laws to get here today.
That's right. Because when I spoke to you guys at 4 o'clock... I was in Gainesville.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You were telling me you were 4 hours away, 2 hours before we recorded.
Yeah.
So I was surprised to see you on.
I was going about 95 most of the way, between 90 and 95.
Because then I thank you, and because you just didn't want to have to miss this week's geeking out.
That's right.
Awesome. Anybody else?
That's it for me, dude. You guys, of course, you know. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Oh, no problem. Glad to have you part of the team. You want to give out your Twitter handle?
Sure. I have a new Twitter handle and a new gamer tag on Xbox Live. It is Zombie Herald, and it's all one word. Zombie Herald.
Awesome. And I still haven't gotten mine changed yet.
I broke down and paid.
Oh. Yeah.
I was at the point that I wanted it changed bad enough that I just broke down and paid it.
I hear you, but if I had $10 worth of points, I would be buying the Marvel pinball tables, but I don't.
Trust me.
So
I didn't want to break down and pay for it, but the pride thing got to me and I had to pay for it.
Awesome. Stuart, what about you?
I'd like to shout out to Garrus, Liara, Rex, Ashley,
Caden.
Stuart.
Kate.
Those are dead.
Yeah, but you got a shout about in spirit.
Those are fictional characters. No. They're not real. They don't.
What about me, save Earth?
But they can't listen to this because they're not real.
They can if he puts the TV on while he's playing the game. Did you save the big spider?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you got to shout out the big spider.
I forget that spider's the Rachni's name. But I do remember the name of the alien race, though. It's Arachne. Oh.
Anyways, any real people?
The people who do, We're Alive, because that was an amazing episode Monday.
I definitely agree.
I was really pumped after hearing that episode.
Awesome.
And as well as the great podcasts of the Open Forum Radio Network, which includes OFR Proper, Pooper Point, Guide Button, Section Z Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, The 40 Cast, Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning, Download Brothers, Family Cast, Geeks Win, and Vault Reviews.
Alrighty.
No mistakes!
Awesome. Good job, Stuart.
You know, I got one special shout out real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to shout out Stuart because Stuart is becoming a zombie geek slowly.
I'm slowly getting there, yeah.
Yes.
So you finally jumped on board. You are making me proud, son.
Even though he hasn't finished the first season of The Walking Dead even, and it's on Netflix.
And I own it on DVD.
But it's okay. He is making me proud by becoming a zombie geek. And I'm sorry that I cut you off, but...
Alrighty. Go ahead. Anybody else, Stuart?
No, go ahead. I just keep the praise coming.
Alrighty, but anybody else real quick?
Nothing I can think of.
Alrighty. And I do have an email I'll be sending out to ZombieCast. Because they
have an opinion
and it's kind of sticking up for Stuart. They called him a zombie noob for a certain reason and Stuart
was right.
Fully correct.
I was totally in the right.
Definitely check that out. I'm hoping I definitely hope they read out my email. I'm hoping, Harold, you can make sure that happens.
Man, we read out every email. We read every email on that show.
Yeah, and last time you made me read my own email, so.
Well, because you were on the show, it made sense.
And you made me read that article, which it's like I felt like I was back in grade school having to read out loud to the class, and I was messing up certain spots because I'm just not that good at reading out loud, and it's just...
Well, I'm not that good at reading out loud either, and it made it easier for me to say, well, William, you know, you brought that article. Why don't you just read it for us?
Well, you could have made Zombie Rick do it. I mean... I'm a guest.
See, I wanted to make get some airtime.
I'm a guest. I'm supposed to be like, you know, y'all are supposed to, I don't know.
But I wanted to make sure you had quality airtime.
Yeah, and unfortunately, yeah, already. But definitely check out ZombieCast episode 10. It's going to be 10, right? Next one?
Next week is 10, yeah.
Yeah, because I'll definitely have, my letter will be sent and hear what I have to say as a zombie expert myself, defending the young Padawan, zombie Padawan, Stuart.
You defend him after he stopped playing Knights of the Old Republic, would you? After he made you go buy it?
I actually played it this week, so.
And you didn't tell me?
I was on for about a couple hours, that was it.
Wow. Maybe I shouldn't send this email.
You're... No, you're level 50. I'm not a 50 yet.
That's true, but I could have sent you some stuff.
I got something for Stuart.
What's that?
You're dumbass.
Thank you. Awesome. You raised me up on that pedestal and then come crashing down.
Okay, since you went on that, since you went and played the game, I think you got to get the Badoo, Badoo app, and you have to go look for a girlfriend this week now. You second that with me, William?
But I'll be playing Mass Effect.
You need to go look for a girlfriend this week.
Because Mass Effect.
And you need to report back after that you've talked to some girls on your Badoo, Badoo.
Anyways, tune in next week to see if. No, but anyways,
the answer is no.
If he watches porn or gets on Badoo, if he doesn't do the Badoo, then we know he was watching porn.
Yeah. Anyways, definitely. I even though Stuart and I have had our differences, like, you know, he got me hooked on Star Wars and then left me.
Not leave you.
You're still my co-host, co-founder.
Slowed down.
I still got your back. So that email will be going out. But definitely, definitely shout out to you, Harold, for coming on and surprising us and being committed.
Hey, I told you I was coming. I told you I was going to try.
And you did give us over 24 hours notice. So we've had people not do that in the past. People give us like an hour notice. So you did give us notice saying you weren't going to be on, and then you still ended up making it on. So kudos to you. And definitely shout outs to the people I was in a party with, I think last Saturday or Friday. No, it was Friday. Henry, our former co-host, Knox, Ace Black, Blue Man Rule, or Larry over at OFR. PSI Pilgrim, formerly known as Deshane, Mongo Bear, Van Red, and Cool Kev something, some number. I don't really know him too well, but he was in the party.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but shout outs to them. And even though I'm pretty convinced that no one in the none of the Open Forum Radio guys, like the actual Open Forum Radio proper show, actually listen to us, because I still have not gotten invited to the show, and I created a website for them, and I've been helping out a lot and doing all kinds
of all stuff that I want. I've is mentioned, an invite.
Yeah, I've to the mentioned show. I've mentioned about being on the show and waiting and nothing. So I'm pretty convinced they don't listen. Hey,
same with me and the 40cast. Last year I talked about coming back on the 40cast, and Vic was all like, "Oh yeah." Nothing.
Well, I was expecting like a Halloween party, but I don't think they.
So was I, because that was the last episode I was on, was the Halloween one 2 years ago.
Because when we had Vic on, back in, what was it, August? Sometime around there, he said, you know, he was going to do another one, but didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
So, yeah.
Okay, so do you think, who do you think can get on a show first? The challenge of the week. Which one of us can get on a different show first?
Well, I'm sure we could get on if we straight up told them, hey.
if we tweeted it right now, hey, I want to be on next week's show. Okay.
But it's the fact that they don't listen to our show. That's the thing. That's the proof. You know, we found proof, because, you know, I have been talking about, you know, them having certain people on talking tech and me yelling at my phone because they've gotten things wrong, and I've wanted to talk about tech and this and that, and so I have said that, and I've gotten nothing. And I've talked to Larry over at OFR, because he's been asking me for more help with the website and stuff like that. So
all that I want is a chance to get on your show. All that I want is a chance.
And if
maybe that's what you got
to
do.
If they did, well, I'm not going to sing to them. But if someone does say, "Hey, the geeks want to be on your show or whatever," and they do ask me, I'm going to be like, "Sorry, I'm busy." I'm going to big time.
That's wrong.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do, but I just thought that was funny. You know, I just thought that's funny that if they either they don't listen to our show or they just don't care. And I don't know.
That I want is a chance.
But it's all in good fun.
To get on your show.
It's all in good fun. And I guess that's about it. I can't really think of anybody else to shout out. Alrighty, people. I guess this has been episode 81 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.